Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, broadcasting this week from the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. We are back at the NAFB convention. This time we're going to talk with Keith Gray with USDA, who is the Risk Management Agency Chief of Staff. And Keith, first of all, thank you very much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I appreciate it. Yeah, there's a lot of interest right now with USDA and what's going on out there in farm country. Today, I've been talking a lot about prevent plan and delayed harvest and impact producers. Number one, we're reminding folks, if you think you have a claim or you're going to have a loss, go ahead and contact your insurance agent right away. We can go ahead and get that process started. We're working very closely with the 15 insurance providers to make sure we have adequate loss adjusters out there. We know it's a challenge. We've got a lot of flexibility that we're trying to provide to producers. One of those, and this morning we're going to announce that we're going to defer interest on premium another 2 months to January 31st of 2021. That'll help some farmers that are in delayed harvest and with their cash flow situation. So those are for all crops with premium billing dates of August 15th of this year. They'll have till January 31st to pay that premium without any additional interest.
Maybe talk a little bit more about crop insurance and what you guys are working on for the future. I know at the discussion we were at is that as we have these big catastrophes and big weather events, is it going to be harder and harder to find insurance, or is that not really a relevant issue as far as finding crop insurance for the future?
Well, it's a challenge, certainly, but it's something that we're prepared to handle. Over the 20 years that crop insurance has been around in its current form, we're actuarially sound. We're mandated to be actuarially sound, so we have to make sure we charge enough premium to cover any losses. But that's true. Different crops have different costs. That's true. Different values. But we take that into account when we rate them and we look at how we value that crop, whether on the revenue side or the production side. So we're continuing to look at that every year. We look at ratings every year as well as in every part of the country and how the crops are being rated to make sure that the producers, you know, are paying the fairest rate possible for their premium. So,
Keith, talk a little bit more about Prevent Plant for the future or now.
Yeah, so Prevent Plant was a big issue this year. We paid over $4 billion so far in indemnities. We've got an additional almost $600 million in what they call top-up payments to producers that were authorized under the disaster bill. And we're looking going forward at some ways to make sure the Prevent Plan is there to make sure it's meeting those producers' needs. Right now, you can buy an additional 5%, what is called PP plus 5. We're looking at how that works, and maybe we used to be able to have PP plus 10. We're going to see if that's worth, you know, exploring bringing that back and the impact on the program. We're going to be looking at how Prevent Plant was applied across the country to make sure that producers going forward will know whether they have coverage or not. We're requiring in 2020 that producers find out within 30 days of the application whether they're approved for their Prevent Plant policy or not, so that we're requiring that of the companies as well.
It's hard to predict. I know we don't have a crystal ball, but with the devastation and the flooding and the different issues that we've had as far as weather, it does sound like there's going to be maybe some tough decisions in the spring as well, and Prevent Plant might be a factor again.
That's right, and we want to make sure, you know, we have as many tools as we can for those farmers and available options. That's why we're continuing to work with farmers and ranchers and with the companies and the agents to make sure that, you know, they've got a policy that's actually going to reflect the risk, but get them through to next year if they need it.
This is Inside Agriculture.